My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Jesse Agler, remind us of what it feels like to walk outside and be comfortable.
So right now, there are, I would call it, mostly sunny skies. There's like a little bit of a gray up there, but it's mostly blue. 57 degrees.
Oh, wow.
A little chilly. My blood.
Did you bring a pullover, a hoodie or something?
I brought a pullover. I don't know that I'm going to end up needing it. This is good running weather. We're going to do a long run and actually we all chat. And it's very welcome. You nailed it, Ben. You know, going from St. Louis to Tampa, the heat wave in San Diego, this is very welcome.
That's heaven. Who's running?
Me. I said we. It was like a royal we.
Okay. Because I pictured Scan and Mud.
I can see Tony. Maybe,
Tony.
Running. Mud is not running.
Mud. You know what Mud will do on an off day? Mud will walk. It, like in San Francisco on Thursday when we have an off day. I would put the over under on the number of miles Mark Grant walks at 8.
Wow.
He'll go and walk.
I can also picture him showing you the phone and the number of steps that he has taken.
Oh, yeah.
Every single
look at this.
Time.
Absolutely. 40,000 steps.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
So remember that scene in Forrest Gump when he just
walks? Yeah, remember this? Here, you've seen this.
Here, let me show you.
Against the wind in the background. Yeah. I feel like, and we probably ask you this every year when we have you on if you're in Seattle. I feel like Seattle is a Jesse Agler fave. As far as the travel goes.
It's I got it as one of my favorite stops in the league. I mean, this is a great road trip. I love the Bay Area. I love Seattle. We got an off day both places. Well-earned, well-deserved off day for everybody, both stops. And, yeah, I like this weather a lot. I do. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. The San Diego thing is literally perfect most times. But, like, you know me, guys. I'm a little bit, you know, I'm like a quiet, keep to myself. Like something about like the grayer skies and the cooler temperatures sort of speaks to me on like a sort of metaphysical level. I don't know. So I enjoy it here very, very much. It's a great city, great food. We stuffed a lot of sushi in our faces last night. Ooh. And that's not the royal we. That was the whole group. it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. I love it up here.
You know, you have you've expressed the challenges involved in the more balanced schedule when you're not playing divisional opponents as much. But you had a stat yesterday that I wanted you to share regarding the Padres' travel with our audience because it blew my mind.
Yeah, it blew mine too. And I'll tell you, the funny thing is, so I woke up yesterday and instinctively my first thought was, because I was going to call home, I was like, all right, what time is it back home? And then I remembered I was in Seattle. And I was like, man, it feels like forever that I haven't had to figure out what time it is back home. So I pulled up the schedule. And today's game against the Mariners will be the first road game the Padres are playing in this time zone since June 5th.
It's insane.
Good God.
Every single road game has been mountain, Central or Eastern time for the last 2+ months.
That's grindy. And I think
3+ months.
At the beginning of the year, too, Jesse, they do the thing where they chart the number of miles each team has to fly. And I want to say the Padres were very, very near the
most,
top.
They were the most. Because of Korea, they were number one. It's usually Seattle, but because of Korea, I think Padres were number one this year.
Mama.
Yeah, the Mariners obviously get the short end of this stick, you know, as always, because they're kind of isolated up here. But, so the Padres this year are the most air miles. The Dodgers were second. Obviously, Korea's a part of that. But the crazy thing is, if the Mariners were third, and they were, like, right behind the Dodgers. And they didn't go anywhere. Like, they're just doing their usual thing. They didn't fly across the Pacific. So that tells you what the Mariners got. You know, similarly, it's funny because I think with this time zone thing, the Mariners this year had their first road game in their own time zone that same day, June 5th, earlier this year. So, I mean, they went the first couple of months of the season without a road game in the Pacific time zone, and now the Padres are having one for the first time, as you said, in 3 months. I mean, that's what this schedule does. You know, it's more trips back east. You know, the other thing is, too, I mean, you look at the last two trips, right? We went to Pittsburgh and Miami, came home, then went to Cleveland. I might be getting it backwards. Well, but anyway, Cleveland and Pittsburgh were back-to-back trips. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, for those of you not familiar, they're like an hour away. But, like, we did those on separate trips. Ugh. And then on those same trips, we had Miami and Tampa. So we had the two Florida stops on consecutive trips, not together.
Ugh.
Like, they could have bracketed Pittsburgh and Cleveland together and Tampa and Miami together. And it would have been a little bit more of a, like, it's just, I mean, it is the reality of this schedule. It is that because you're playing, you know, every American League team, either home or away, you're going to end up traveling more in it, and it nails the West Coast teams. It really does, much, much, much more than the other teams. I mean, here's the thing you might not realize if you're not a cartographer or you don't work in baseball, is that, like, you know, outside of basically the teams we consider out west, St. Louis is about as far west as you go. And St. Louis is like an hour and a half flight from New York on a charter.
Wow.
So, like, all those eastern and central teams are so close to one another. Like, Pittsburgh to New York is a 40-minute flight. So, like, oh, now, you know, oh, the Yankees have to go to Pittsburgh every other year. No big deal. It's like going to Boston for them. You know, so, I mean, it's just those teams are so much closer together than you realize. There is a lot of land between St. Louis and San Diego, and we fly over it quite a bit.
100%. Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning, and, you know, to the baseball at hand, we were talking earlier about the Mariners are three games out of a wild card right now. So they are absolutely in it. They have something to play for.
Yeah.
They've got really good pitching on the mound. On the mound, the next 2 days, their offense is not great. It's just not great. Yeah. They broke out for some runs in Petco Park, but Yu Darvish getting on the hill tonight to try to knock some more rust off. You know, good offense to do it against. I think I say that, and I know it will bite me in the ass, Jesse.
I mean, you know, the starting pitching is going to be the thing down the stretch here, right? It always is. You know, I mean, the offense has enough guys, even if somebody's going cold. You know, it does feel like there's going to be somebody else to go hot. You know, that's sort of been the nature of this season for the Padres. And, that's the point of having that kind of depth and talent, you know, on an offensive side. Not to say they won't run into a night when, you know, they don't get it going offensively. But, you know, I mean, like, I don't know how many thousands of times I've said to you guys over the years that we've all been chatting, you know, that it's always about pitching. It's always about pitching. And you look at the Sunday game. You know, I mean, what led to that game going the way it did? It was that fluky sequence for Joe Musgrove in the top of the fourth inning, and it was starting pitching. And, you know, with the bullpen that they have and the offense that they have, if they can get, you know, adequate or above from their starters most nights, they're going to be just fine. And I mean that for both September and October. So, yeah, I mean, look, Darvish is still in a little bit of a weird spot. It's only his second one back after missing, you know, literally the entire summer. So I'm sure they've got a plan in place, you know, to cover that. And to sort of, you know, try and be as strategic as possible about it. And then I think it's King tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, you got to go out and pitch. These are games on this trip that you would imagine are not going to be particularly high scoring between the ballparks, between the pitching, you know, as you said. So, you know, those guys are going to have to go out there and do their thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good. and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Jesse, with Ha-Sung Kim continuing to slowly recover, do you anticipate, just based on kind of what you heard, any change at shortstop tonight? We've been talking about it. Mason McCoy, I talked to him last week. Really liked the kid.
Yeah,
played really
kid.
Good defense, but he struggled offensively pretty badly, and the Padres could use one more bat in the lineup, and they've got Donovan Solano and David Peralta, and they can't use him every single day. What's your sense of how this is going to play out?
Yeah, I mean, the tea leaves all indicate something's going to change right now. I don't know that that means it's going to be every single day. You know, maybe it's a matchup-based thing. Maybe it's sort of like, all right, what do we think this game is going to look like? But, you know, all right, like let's say they do slide Bogey back over to shortstop. Let's say he's amenable to that and comfortable with that. So you're putting Cronenworth at second, you know, Arai, Solano, whatever combination, DH and first base. You know, maybe depending on the day, you've got then McCoy available as like a late inning defensive sub where you can maybe tighten up the defense if you've got a lead late. You know, that's what I would imagine we're going to see at least some of. Again, just sort of based on everything we've heard. And look, the reality for Ha-Sung Kim is that the clock is ticking. You know, it's September 10th. It's been a while now. He's still, it sounds like, not particularly close. So, you know, whatever you decide to do, I would say, and this isn't based on inside information, this is just sort of me looking at the calendar and the situation, is that, you know, whatever decision you make, you have to say to yourself, am I comfortable doing this in a postseason?
Yep.
You know, I mean, because the reality is at this point that it could go that way. So, you know, you have to be, I think, to use a Mike Schultz word, very intentional about how you handle this, you know, because it might not end up being just a stopgap thing for another 10 days. It might be something that you ride into October. So, my sense is just based on everything we've seen and heard, they're gonna play around with it. Whether that begins tonight, I would guess potentially, but you know, no guarantee. We'll see. But yeah, I don't think there's any question that there's some stuff moving around there.
Yeah, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. You know, if in fact Ha-Sung Kim is not able to make it back, you know, this season, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. We may not see Ha-Sung Kim in a Padres uniform anymore. And, you know, I search my soul on how to feel. I know emotionally I'll be really, really bummed because I really love him as a player and a person, just a great dude. He's so beloved in the clubhouse. And you know, I got really offended when the Dodgers broadcasters called him the Padres mascot. He's not that. He's more than that. And, you know, you never know what you're missing until it's gone. And I think this team has suffered with.
Look, he's a guy that has been, you know, an everyday presence for a couple of years now. When he first got here, it's hard to remember now, but he was kind of like, you know, a guy they would pick their spots to put him in. And then at whatever point it was, he just grabbed onto a job, you know, and it was moving all around the infield. It was whatever's needed, but he became a guy that you had to have on the field. Obviously a fan favorite, as you said, a clubhouse favorite, a guy that brings an energy and an excitement to the thing. And this year has been a struggle for him.
Yep.
You know, I feel badly for him, you know, between injury and just not being as good, you know, offensively in terms of the numbers, had some early defensive struggles that, you know, were frustrating for him, I know, as well. It's just one of those years and they do happen. And look, as you said, he's a free agent. So he's going to, you know, have to decide what he wants to do. Padres are going to have to decide what they want to do. And it's just a good reminder that, you know, there's a fragility to everything, right? I mean, you know, it was kind of an innocuous play when he aggravated his shoulder. He's just diving in and it was a pickoff, right?
I said the same thing to Ben. I said, I've seen so much worse happen to him, I thought. Yeah, really, really tough.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's sort of one of those things that happens. But again, you know, this is why you build depth on your roster. because you just never know when this stuff is going to happen. And the reality is this team has weathered storm after storm after storm this year. You think about all the games missed by Fernando, all the games missed by Darvish and Musgrove, all the games missed by Xander Bogaerts. You know, that's what I was saying when Jackson fouled that ball off his knee the other day. It's like they've been dealing with stuff like that all year long. And look at the position that they're in. You know, the reality is, I think for any team, you are very rarely going to be firing on all cylinders. You know, if you look, like, let's say the last day of spring training, you go, here's going to be our usual starting nine, right? Like, based on how spring training went and what the roster looks like. I would bet for most teams, most years, those nine guys play together like maybe 20 games all season.
For sure.
I mean, that's just the craziness of the attrition of the season.
There are teams that have 162 lineups in 162 games nowadays.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed last week's Welsh-themed Incorporator. You knocked it out of the park.
It was so good.
We're going to go a little more traditional today.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, the nugget of the game.
The nugget of the game. It was fantastic.
Well, you could also work Chick-fil-A into this one, I think.
That's true. Yeah. You actually could.
Gentacular.
Never heard of it. Gentacular is, I lost it.
How's it spelled?
Pertaining to breakfast. Gentacular.
Does it start with a G or a J?
A J. Gentacular.
Like spectacular, but gentacular.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I can't. That's your job.
I can do it.
That's good.
I enjoyed a gentacular sausage.
Like, you probably
like it's
will
not
you save
a,
him saying that, Paul?
like a bratwurst would be more of a dinner sausage, but like a one of those Jimmy Dean patties, that would be a gentacular sausage.
Pancakes are gentacular to breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it.
Gentacular.
Okay. What a word.
It's a great word. It just jumped off the page at me.
Before you go, Jesse, just because
still
I've no-
57 degrees, by the way.
Oh, nice. I've noticed, because we're Padres fans, a somewhat of a panic in the fan base just about where they stand and, getting nervous down the stretch. I know what the math says. How do you feel confidence-wise about the Padres making the playoffs at this point?
I feel very good about it, but, look, the reality is nothing is locked in.
Sure.
It's September 10th, and I know we want to act like, I think it's very easy to feel like, oh, there's only a week left in the season because, hey, it's this trip. It's kind of quick, only two games in Seattle, home for the last homestand, gone for the last week, and then that's it. And so it feels like, it's going to be over any second now. And it might end up feeling like it's over in a second, but that's still a lot of games.
It's a lot.
And there's a lot that's going to happen. And this Mets push out of nowhere is really, complicating the picture. Are the Braves going to stabilize themselves? The Padres and the Diamondbacks have those head-to-head games, which obviously could end up being gigantic, the final 3 days of the season. Look, I mean, if you did an experiment or if you did a project where you looked back at, where we were 3 weeks ago and 6 weeks ago and 9 weeks ago, it changes more than we probably realize it does. We always fall into this trap of like, okay, this is what it is today, so it's probably going to be about this the rest of the way. And then, the Padres go on their crazy streak after the All-Star break, and so do the Diamondbacks. And then now the Mets are doing their thing. And it's a really good reminder that a lot can change in not that much time. So, look, it's September 10th. That's, 19 more days between now and the end of the regular season. An awful lot can happen, good and bad, obviously. So, hey, trust this team. They've been there all year. They've played solid baseball. They've kept their noses down. And we'll see how it goes.
Enjoy your run, Jesse.
Perfect.
Perfect timing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.